Ladies and gentlemen, every week I do something different. I start the podcast out either with drinking a tuna fish shake. That was at the end of a podcast, to be fair. I do a shoey. I drink hot, like extra hot sauce. So this week I'm going to do something completely insanely different. I'm going to have a sip of tea.
He's really taking that prediction loss pretty seriously.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. I'll be right back.
Oh, no.
No. I still got to do the introduction. We just come off the rails already.
I mean.
What? Oh, no. I realized it, and then I double realized it. Where is he? Did he just lose it?
No, he's getting it. Jesus Christ.
Come on. I got to do the introduction. Let's. Go, girl.
There we go. I knew I was forgetting something.
The left of me, we got the pony boy. And to the right of me, we got the new TLC first ever undisputed predictions champion. Not me.
You took that loss so hard that weekend.
It's Zero who won. And I barely lost.
Yeah, you did. Right. You only lost by like 2 points.
All right.
On a technicality, I think I should have won because, you know.
And welcome to Midweek Meltdown.
I don't care what gimmicky.
I'm also your Tommy Guns. Oh, welcome to Midweek Meltdown. This went off the rails because I did a cold.
But I will say this, though.
Oh.
These are really nice.
Are they?
Adrenaline in my soul. Whoa!
Okay, those are pretty nice.
Yeah, those are pretty shiny, shing, shing, special.
He said shing, shing for everybody.
Shing, 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 shong.
All right, real quick. I want to dive right into this.
Okay.
Dive.
Please don't dive. You do more of a belly flop and a cannonball, to be exact.
So, I know this is not really on, like WWE television right now. Everybody is giving Bray Wyatt's widow so much shit right now.
For what? What JoJo do?
JoJo has been at Coachella with CJ Perry, aka Lana, and Liv Morgan. And if you see the posts.
The photos of them and everything like that.
I'm gonna say this right now. Let the woman fucking grieve in peace. This woman just lost the love of her life. And if you haven't seen the documentary on Peacock, go watch it, and you will understand how much she loved that man. Secondly, if anybody has ever lost somebody or lost like a spouse, you can't do it on your own. You need your friends, you need your family to get you out of that environment, and that's what they're doing. So, JoJo, keep living your life, mama. You're good. And for all the people who think otherwise, you can suck my right nut and make the left one jealous. You keep living your
Preach.
Anyway,
what is she supposed to do? Shelter herself?
Exactly. Like, you know what? I get it. It's still new and everything, but
she's breathing. What do you mean?
I'm going to say this right now. What do you mean by it's still new? Don't take this the wrong way. He's been gone for over 6 months now.
Exactly.
But again, I don't blame her for getting out and doing.
No,
stuff.
I don't either. I don't either.
And that's the point.
She looks good. She's looking good. So just you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah, and apparently Damian Priest didn't miss that shot with Lana from what I've been hearing.
Hey, listen. He is the archer of infamy for a reason. And let's just put it to you this way. I think he's going to make Lana bow to his judgment day. Huh.
Man, Ponyboy's already on one.
I'm so glad we're getting this out of the way early in the show. To be honest,
just getting rolling.
Talking about who's banging who.
Hey, who's banging who? Who's not banging who? Nobody banging me.
This is usually a subject I would bring up. I'm kind of surprised.
Earl
Grey.
You will not talk that silliness anymore.
What silliness?
What's Rey Mysterio flaccid?
Ah, son of a... I'm guessing in the 619 area.
Hey!
No.
All I know All I know is when you sent that message last night, Tommy, I'm laying there watching Raw, and I'm like, oh, I am not dealing with this right now. That's when I stopped responding to you.
Okay, can we?
Yeah, I noticed.
We're going to get into Raw. Fucking Triple H dropped the ball. Drop the fucking ball. Shame on you, Triple H.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Why are you going to put
did he drop the ball?
Why are you putting the ball on Becky? You don't need... No!
Hell of a battle royale, by the way.
It was a great battle royale, but you should have put it on the lip.
Nope, they not yet.
You should have put it on Tiffy.
Fuck not Tiffy, yet. And I hope Tiffy Stratton breaks her shin.
Jesus Tiffy Christ. Wasn't even there.
I know. Good. That was
because she's garbage.
Also, Pony, learn how to use your microphone. You got a lot of feedback when you're talking. You sound like you're talking through a cardboard box.
You're too close to the mic, really.
Pretty much. For how loud you get?
He likes things like that pointed close to his face.
Is that better?
No. Holy shit, that got louder.
Oh, did it?
It was clearer, but it got louder.
I got a new setup for everybody, so it's kind of like Mr. Kennedy. It's kind of like a big Q-tip thing. Is that better?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You got to learn to control your vocals and not yell so much.
You can control these nuts.
It looks like a wand.
I have another piece that goes with it. I just didn't know how to hook it up. $40, man.
I'm not going to lie. When he sent me a video of it earlier, I was sitting next to my manager, and her and I both did not think that was a microphone.
Yeah, I think it looks like a wand. Looks like a magic wand.
You mean a vibrator?
Yeah.
Yes, Cody. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Jesus. I mean, mine just looks like a wiener. What is he doing?
Came with this, too. I don't know what this is.
That's a sound. That's pretty much a... I'm pretty sure that's like a dampener, Cody. You put that in front of the microphone.
Oh.
Look at him. He's doing construction, like, right in front of our eyes.
For everyone that's watching right now, you're getting some entertainment.
Very off the rails.
Anyway, no, I don't think Triple H dropped the ball at all in it.
Mm-mm. No, you got to put it on a strong, established talent, especially after having such a long run with Rhea. I think it's a safe choice. And they could put it on somebody after the draft, such as a Tiffany Stratton. You know? No. Like, I think this is a good move.
Speaking of the draft, I'm not done with the Triple H thing.
Pony boy.
Yes.
Stop messing with it right now, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. No, I think it's just a bad choice to put it on Becky. Again, did they do it just to say, "Hey, Becky, we know your contract's going to expire soon."
No.
Don't pull a CM Punk or Bret Hart and leave with it.
No. I honestly think the reason why they put it on Becky right now is because the Liv Morgan revenge tour just started. You can't end it that quickly.
No, yes, you can't. I wanted to see Liv with the title. That's who I was rooting for, but you know, Zero's absolutely right. You just can't pop the load right now. You got to have her finish the story. She's got to run through talent. She's got to prove herself. Like
I also think
Becky's a safe choice. Just
I also think that honestly that there was a last minute change or there was something
there
else.
Might have been. But
well, again, no, because time out. If you watch all of Raw last night,
I did not.
There were so many botches throughout the whole show, and just bad moves and bad selling. But the point is,
WrestleMania hangover.
First off,
it's over, been over.
Why would Liv bring Becky through the middle rope, first off, in a battle royal?
That's what I thought, too. And I was like, there's no way she can, like...
And the other thing is, if you listen closely, go back and listen to it. There's a ref off screen saying, get back in the ring.
Do we think that...
I personally think, or whatever, there's going to be a feud between Liv and Becky right now. And personally, when Liv went to do that code breaker on Nia and got caught by a neck breaker from Becky, that looked a little rough. That was a little bit.
It did look a little stiff.
Yeah.
Do we think that some of the talent that we're seeing, who is normally generally pretty spot on and clean with their movements and everything, are they a little worried they're going to get the axe at the cuts?
I think that was a lot of what the battle royale was, like proving yourself and all that kind of stuff. I'm worried that most of Alpha Academy is going to get cut, and this was like
I would be shocked.
No, I wouldn't either. Like I can totally see Otis and Maxine. Tozawa is totally getting cut.
Oh, Sal's getting cut. Maxine Dupree's getting cut.
Yeah.
Otis.
Mike. I don't know about Maxine Dupree getting cut for one reason.
I think she's unsafe. She's not ready. I don't think she does. She have.
And you're, you're saying she's unsafe, and Nia Jax isn't.
Nia Jax has gotten substantially better. You all agreed when we saw the Royal Rumble and she was in it, she was extremely safe in that Royal Rumble.
She was extremely
safe. But again, how many times have they sent Nia down to get better? Maxine Dupree, she needs to go back. She needs to go back to the fundamentals. She needs to go back to the training center. Because let's face it.
You got to remember with Dupree, though, she was only brought on originally to be a manager.
Well, then she needs to keep her ass on the fucking sidelines and out of the fucking ring.
You know what I think this could do? If she gets let go, yeah, whatever. It's kind of predictable. But if she stays, it builds into the Alpha Academy storyline that Chad Gable's trying to portray right now about getting them better and proving themselves and doing it to make Chad Gable champ. So, like, if they keep her, it would be fine. If they let her go, it wouldn't be surprising. You know what I mean?
I don't think you can have Maxine Dupree turn heel. I don't think it would go over well.
With the whole Alpha Academy faction right now, it's not a matter of turning heel. It's not a matter of that right now. They're just going to be a bunch of whipping posts at that point. And with Maxine Dupree, it was already hinted that she could be let go, but she's not going to be. And the reason why is because when Becky was walking to the ring, her saying, "Your first time in one of these, show why you should be in another one." And she did.
She hasn't shown me shit. She hasn't shown me nothing.
You know who showed me shit in that battle royale, which was amazing, who I just give all the credit to the world, especially her power moves and everything? It was Nia Jax.
Thank you.
Holy hell, she brought it in that. Like, who did she take and, like, run into the ring post like they were going to go for a Hurricane Rana, and she just straight up fucking smashed them through them right like, out of the
way? And you look at it, Nia Jax is, and I hate saying this all the time, but she's gotten substantially better, substantially safer, and she's lost a lot of that weight she had on when she first started, which is helping her in the ring more.
I definitely agree. Like, she seems smoother. She seems generally safer. I don't know if it all comes down to weight, personally. I think you can agree with that.
I'm not saying it's all the weight.
Yeah.
But, like, she's able to move into the motions better than being all wonky.
That's true. Exactly. And she just seems like she's been trained up, too. Like, somebody's been working with her.
Who just breathed? That was like a dragon breath.
Not me.
Sorry. Do we think that they started letting people go way too soon?
No.
I'm glad because they let Jinder go.
That was great. Jinder, I'm sorry, but the whole Indigir, that tag team hasn't done anything in how long?
Yeah, that was garbage. Like, you had it. That could have been a great tag team.
No.
I think it could have.
I think you had something there, but I think the build-up, the nothingness kind of like floundered the storyline, and then they just ideas out of them. You know, because all they were doing was showing up and just disrupting tag team matches. They had like one match.
They had three matches, but their three matches were all
matches. They had builder matches.
They were all squash matches.
Yeah. And they weren't even good because I don't even think they won. I think Wiggle. I think I don't even think they won. I think they got disqualified, if I remember correctly.
Their first one they did. Then they won their second or whatever.
And then I just think from there, storyline floundered, and you can't really do much with that. Now, Jinder Mahal, after the Seth Rollins thing, in my opinion, could have had a decent run in some kind of form. That match was phenomenal. Jinder it really Mahal showed Jinder's like capability and how he's come up in the ring. He was super safe in that match. That match got super over, and I'm surprised Jinder just didn't get any traction.
I think there was sour grapes in the locker room with Jinder because like the whole joke now is he'll be arguing with Tony Khan by the end of the month. It's not a secret that, you know, Jinder would always have his issues and thought he was deserving of more. My opinion, Jinder wasn't that great. He was good, but he wasn't great.
Jinder was just
I will hinder your Jinder because
The modern day Maharaja.
He go join Mustafa.
Your turn. Try it.
What?
Sing modern day Maharaja.
Modern day Maharaja.
Wow.
Him and his new mic, he's like feeling fucking, he's feeling his beans and gravies.
Yeah, too bad he sounds like he's coming through a damn wind tunnel.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out, Pony.
We always figure it out.
Do I just got to stand back here? Is that what you want?
No, it's all about positioning and everything. Something you know nothing about.
Hey!
Fuck you.
I mean, he knows a lot about positioning if it's coming in last.
He doesn't know how to pull out either.
Anyways.
Anywho. Wiggle, wiggle.
I want to touch on something. I know we said we're always going to get into it. We're going to go from WWE, but we're going to go to AEW.
Okay.
The Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson match was an absolute banger.
That's what I heard.
Right until he dropped Bryan Danielson on his head again.
Why is he always getting dropped on his head? Because that man has, it's like, I'm surprised he doesn't have a plate.
He's going to be the next Chris Benoit, man. He's gonna be like 55 years old with an 87-year-old brain. Like it was bad. Like,
you know, 55 years old with an 87-year-old brain. It sounds like living a good life.
Yeah. I'm capping off at 34, I decided, so.
Are you?
Yeah. It's too long.
Is that better, gentlemen?
It's too much wrestling.
You still sound like a wind tunnel, Cody. We'll figure it out, okay?
Okay. What can we even say?
We might have to. Can we even say what? Can we even say that? What did we say? Is it because we mentioned Chris Benoit?
Listen.
We talk about Benoit all the time.
Yeah, we are like the next.
We're Benoit. A couple Benoit fanatics, man. It's kind of like Michael Jackson. You can respect what he did in his profession, but in his private life, not touching it.
See? That's probably the most PG thing he's ever said in regards to Chris Benoit.
Listen, yeah. I can say one thing about Chris Benoit. When he goes into something, he goes into it head first.
That was actually pretty PG, too, if you think about it.
If you think about it, yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't bad. See, no. You know, we could keep it clear. Here at Tables, Ladders, and Chatter podcast, we're a family podcast. We really care about, you know, our young little ones that listen and subscribe. Like, share, and subscribe if you're listening right now. And show your kids. Have them grow up on us. We are a good influence.
No, we're not. Anyways.
In regards to the Brian Ospreay match.
Yeah, I mean, it was a banger match. I forgot what he called the move, like the Assault 81 or something. I don't know. He actually retired that move now. Like, he's not going to do it anymore.
Kind of like he almost retired Daniel Bryan again.
Listen, yeah. Bryan Danielson needs to retire. Like, I'm getting tired of him.
Why?
Just because it's the same thing with him over and over. Like, Bryan Danielson is the equivalent of using a used, shitty napkin.
Jesus Christ.
It's the same shit over and over, and you're not getting clean.
But here you are praising his latest match.
It was a banger. It was a great match. But
you're saying you're bored of him? I'm not saying Daniel Bryan shouldn't retire, but
me saying, okay, I'll watch Step Brothers, but I don't like Will Ferrell. You enjoy the cast that's put around him.
All right, so you're giving the whole credit to Will Ospreay then?
No, majority.
See,
my point exactly.
Do I think that the only reason Bryan Danielson is having good matches is yes? Is he in ring sound? Yes.
He still can go.
So can Undertaker, but that don't mean he's gonna.
Valid point.
There's an age gap there.
Ain't no
I think Daniel Bryan should be used as like a special attraction, like my man Omos.
He's getting cut it out.
Oh, yeah.
They're gonna say, take what you want from the catering table, take it.
No, he's gonna be a cockroach. He'll stay around, I guarantee it.
That's a big ass cockroach.
Yeah, yeah. Can't crush the bigger ones. A rad roach for my Fallout watchers and players.
That's a big roach. Let's go into the
other releases.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't really any big ones yet. I'm still calling my five to get released now.
I forgot who I even said.
I'm calling Shinsuke.
Yeah, Nakamura.
I'm calling the bald headed guy from Imperium.
Oh, yep. Giovanni.
Yep, he's gone.
I could see.
I don't know if Giovanni's going to get cut for one reason. Not yet, at least.
What? Oh, because they're going to kind of.
Oh, look, Kaiser beat the shit out of him last night after they lost.
I think that's the way they're going to write him off TV. I mean, are they going to have a revenge story?
Well, to be fair, the move he dropped on him was, you know, the same move that put Kofi out for a while. But
yeah,
the way
but this could write him off TV like he killed him.
I was like, no, the way he sold it and everything. Yeah, he sold it like it's going to be a serious injury.
I think
injury.
They're going to release Jimmy.
No.
Yeah.
Jimmy's taking a vacation.
No, I think they're going to release him.
Why is that?
Whether it be a work or not. But let's face it. Jimmy doesn't produce like Jay. Like, mm-hmm. He just doesn't.
He doesn't even have that many matches.
Exactly. So now you have it. Ivan, useless. He's traded in the draft.
Do they mean Ivar?
Is that Ivar? Ivar's bouncing back from NXT. You want to know what I could say?
I think Ivar's getting cut.
You want to know what?
No, Ivar's about to go through a whole gimmick change.
I think if
we've
they're going to save
before.
Those two, if you're going to save any two and repackage at least two guys, you're going to repackage Otis and Ivar together. That's it.
Ivar is about to go through a gimmick change. He's still going to be a quote-unquote Viking, quote-unquote. But he's going
like
to be more...
like a redneck Viking.
Yeah, he's going to be more like, oh, hi, pony boy.
Oh.
I'm just honest.
Why are you, like, so wrestling-related? You're like a Bray Wyatt and Otis, and now you're Ivar. What's going on?
Because I'm that fucking good. Often imitated, never duplicated. Suck these nuts. And if you don't agree with that, man, I don't fucking care.
When's the draft supposed to happen?
Starts Friday.
Yeah.
Ooh, spicy meatball. Before Backlash.
Yeah. Yep. So, okay, speaking of Backlash.
Well, should we go through the other cuts?
Fuck AJ Styles. Okay. That's bullshit.
That's your burial hammer right there on LA.
Oh, LA's done. LA's going to get released.
No,
or they're going to drop him to NXT.
He's going to ask for his release.
I hope he does. I hope he goes, and I hope he goes to TNA, or he goes.
Why would he go back to TNA?
Because he'd go anywhere. He's going to be a free agent.
Yeah, but why would he go back to TNA?
Why wouldn't he?
Because MJF is staying with AEW.
Okay, and? You go to TNA, you can still go to AEW.
Uh-oh. Is it time?
It is time. My blue cane moment of the week, everybody. A blue cane moment of the week is something that I believe is a work, but people believe is a shoot. This whole LA Knight controversy, I think, is a way to put him in the mid card right now because they still feel like they have something with him and he still sells shirts. Now, if you think about it, they are lacking in the mid card right now. We're coming up on the draft and they're going to be splitting that mid card. What a perfect wrestler to put into the mid card. Not that I want to see it personally, but I feel like that's what they're doing with LA Knight's character right now. I mean, what would be wrong with putting a U.S. title or an Intercontinental title on him?
Nothing would be wrong with it. It's just a matter that you've built him up so much. And again, the thing is, he's been built up organically. The crowd has latched onto him. It's not even a matter of, hey, we're just going to push him in, you know, shove him down. Nah, he's been building himself up.
And
now,
that's what I'm saying.
Now, in regards to LA Knight and everything, you know, Eddie Williams, you know, over on YouTube said it best or whatever. You know, he's like LA Knight to AEW. Mm. Yes, send him to AEW because we've talked about this before.
Wait, does that mean he's watching on the YouTube channel?
Yeah.
We have a YouTube. And
I didn't know that. Fucking right on. Tube that shit.
Anyway, LA Knight feuding with MJF would be phenomenal. And MJF, I'm going to tell you right now, he's staying with AEW considering he's going to be at C2E2 this weekend with AEW.
Are you going today, there, Zero?
Yes, I'm going Saturday.
If I give you my Sting figure, will you get him to sign it and I'll pay you?
It's almost like you knew I was meeting him.
You told me you were.
I hadn't decided.
You told.
Oh wow! Look at this, like, ladies.
Oh, look at this! Look at this, Pony Boy. You have a fan.
Met Pony at the convention. Loved this.
Probably meeting Ric Flair.
Yeah, it might have been. I got a bad memory, Eddie.
He needs a face to name.
I need a face to name, but love you too, man. Appreciates it.
This is why he needs to take down contact information.
I do. Yes. I'm horrible at that. We need to get somebody we can not pay to do all that for us. So if you just wanna, I don't know.
We don't got money. Give us money.
Yeah. No. Actually, now you brought this up and we talked about the whole PG thing and everything. One episode. I'm going to tell you what episode, when it'll be. Anytime any of us swear, we have to throw money in a jar.
Oh, that's fucking bullshit.
Well, there's $10. I didn't
say no, Kip. No. You can't do that. 26 fucking minutes into the fucking episode, you fuck.
Oh, I didn't say it was going to be this episode.
We should donate it to charity.
Yes.
Donate your nuts to charity. Listen,
we don't have money.
I'm a struggling white man. So, listen, support blue collar. Yeah. I'm a hardworking man that lives on the railroad all the goddamn day long, and I just don't have enough money.
Well, then don't curse. I haven't cursed yet this podcast, actually.
I think I've sworn once.
Look how good I am. I'm an angel, baby.
Actually, you know what? In the comments, go ahead, tell us over under how much would Pony Boy owe if we did a swear jar episode. Union rules.
Is that the name of the match we're gonna have, or is that just the union in general?
Local 710 Teamsters, baby.
That'll be the local episode name. Union teamsters. Rules. Cody pays dues.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Anyways,
into it. Anyway, LA Knight going to AEW, I think, would be best for his career right now.
Oh, listen, I don't think he's going to go anywhere. Because if you have this, I just thought about it. If you have this reboot of ECW, I wouldn't be opposed to seeing LA Knight.
That was an April Fool's joke.
You're an April Fool's joke and you're adopted.
It totally was. What? That would explain a lot.
That was wrong. I'm sorry.
You broke bread with my parents.
No, we didn't
break bread. We had prime rib with your parents. Get it right.
Yeah, lots of meat.
Your mom kept buying us drinky drinks.
Oh, yeah. She's having a drinky poo night.
Oh, sure.
LA Knight versus MJF would be an interesting prospect, but he's not going to AEW.
Apparently, it's bet that you will not have a paycheck if we do a Union Rules episode, Pony.
The union would rule.
He's paying them union dues.
It's not that bad.
My soul to the company.
Anyway.
Master got me working.
That's a great South Park episode.
No. Anyway, let's get back to it. Like, I could see LA Knight staying. I wouldn't be opposed to him starting a faction with somebody. Or even go to
NXT.
Have a faction.
Who are you going to put him in a faction with? Carmelo Hayes when he finally comes up?
No. To be honest, I think if he were to get in a tag team with somebody, I would be okay with you're going to think I'm crazy, but I like Andrade. Andrade would be a nice factor. You can go. Even Baron Corbin would be a nice, offset.
What's Corbin even doing right now?
Not a goddamn thing.
He's in NXT. He was with the Wolf Dogs. Now he might be drafted to either NXT, SmackDown.
That's another one. Now, if you looked at the draft logo, they are giving you Easter eggs to there will be some NXT stars being drafted.
Well, yeah.
Because you got the W in red, the W in blue, and then the little swoosh. That's in gold. But they have not released. Is it solely that SmackDown and Raw can pick from NXT? Or can NXT pick from Raw and SmackDown?
Who is the general manager of NXT right now?
Sir William Regal, the manly man?
No, he's not. It's The Rock's daughter.
On TV it is, but behind the real doors it's real.
No, and that's what I'm talking about. On TV. That's what I want to know. Who is playing that role?
The Rock's daughter, who is like extremely attractive more every week.
My God.
What?
What's her name?
Future Mrs.
There Karen. You go.
Hayes and like- SmackDown, they're going to break up. No.
Ava Rain.
Oh, God. I could see She's them cute. Not breaking up the Street Profits, but having Carmelo Hayes and the Street Profits turn on Bobby Lashley.
That would be a really, really cool.
That's like how prospect. You do that.
My question is this. When are you going to get Montez Ford away from Dawkins? Because no offense, Montez Ford could be a great solo competitor.
Oh, absolutely.
But you need to break that tag team up. And when are you going to do it? And how are you going to do it?
I think they see something in Dawkins right now that they could barely work with and maybe prolong it. But I definitely agree. It's kind of overdue times to let...
I'm surprised he hasn't been released yet.
That's what I was just about to say, actually.
I think, you want to know what? Here's the thing. With Dawkins has been around a while, and you have to also take into consideration the fact that now that there is split tag teams, it is going to be. And again, you can have like.
Will the Street Profits get their number one contender match finally?
No, they can sit down and shut up, go to the back of the bus. There's bigger fish that gonna... I'm sorry. Fuck. I thought I was going to get muted for that one.
I didn't catch it until
now. Yeah, I didn't either.
No, there's actually bigger, better tag teams that has now surpassed the Street Profits.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Got it.
Yep.
Sorry, boys.
Anyway, continue with your thought.
I think that the Street Profits will inevitably be split up or they're going to get put down to NXT. I do like my idea of Hayes coming up and helping them turn on Lashley. And then you can see MVP come back with Bobby.
Why? Oh, yeah, because MVP ain't going to have Omos anymore.
No. And let's be fair, if MVP is not with anybody, he's a waste at that point.
It's because he's injured. He can compete, but he's very limited on what he can do.
Yeah. Kind of like Carlito. I'm getting really upset with Carlito. I want to see him actually get in the ring and do some shit.
I want to see him turn heel.
Thank you, Mr. Eddie Williams. Eddie Williams, we love your content too. You take that however way you want it.
Anyway.
Wow.
Wowza! The thing with Carlito is, how is he going to play and fit into the LWO? Has got to be coming to an end at some point.
It's like the NWO White versus NWO Red at this point. They're split up. Oh, pretty look much. At the shiny little bell! That's fucking great. Oh, there's my first curse word. Oh,
I knew it would get it out of him.
Yeah, no, you definitely did. That's great. Look at all the hard work I put into that bell.
Dude, all the hard work you put in is running your mouth saying you were going to take it home. I knew I wasn't.
Actually made it.
She did.
I was like, Fauna did all the work.
Fauna did a great job.
Give her a little golf clap.
Good job cleaning your house.
Give her a golf clap. We'll get into the trip a little later.
Yeah. By the way, I'll have something for you guys later on to look at. If not tonight, tomorrow.
Ooh.
Say his name and he appears.
Beetlejuice.
I believe in Joe Henry.
What is okay? We're gonna take a shot at TNA with that one. What is with the I believe in Joe Henry thing?
He's like motivational and inspirational. He's Joe Henry.
Maybe I'm missing something here.
Yeah, I've seen posts about it. I just haven't looked into it.
Say his name and he appears. Say it.
Bloody Mary.
Joe Henry.
Yeah, no. I want to see like him show up at Royal Rumble and that just like play.
Anyway,
all right. You know, you brought up TNA and we don't talk about TNA very often. It's kind of like the redhead stepchild we keep underneath the staircase.
We do like TNA though.
We do.
Yeah, we don't hate it.
Did anyone have Broken Matt Hardy going back to TNA on their bingo card this year?
No.
I didn't.
Weird.
Speaking of Hardy, I want to say something. I think he's kind of a douche. Because he started posting all the Bray Wyatt stuff and everything, and he came out and said why he was doing it. Just so he can make, he said, and I quote, just to make myself relevant again.
Jesus Christ.
Like,
well, I mean, if you can't ride the coattails of your brother and you can't get in trouble with the law like your brother, ride the coattails of another.
Why would you want to ride the coattails of Jess Hardy? You just need to go to an AA or a drug rehab.
All he has to do is bring back the deleted Matt Hardy, and that's what he's done. I don't see why he had to do all this Bray stuff. Yeah, exactly. I was just delete. Like, that's fun.
I mean, I get it.
Good Tommy, times roll.
Tommy?
Yeah?
You are the wrong hair color and eye color to be doing that on camera.
Oh, Schwitz.
I sided it. Jesus Christ.
No, but anyway, you know what?
Say his name and he appears. Okay.
Hitler. You know, Matt can say Jesus that he was Christ. posting all that stuff to make him relevant again, quote unquote. But I think it was more so a fact that when you think of broken Matt Hardy, you know, the delete movement, everything like that, it does tie into the deleter of worlds.
Oh, yeah.
At which point, to make it relevant again, you know, you kind of have to bring up his time with Bray Wyatt. You know,
I mean, you can. You absolutely can. But again,
I think the way he worded it was probably the wrong way.
Yes. I wish nothing but the best for Matt Hardy. We all know he's coming to an end. I think he wants that, just that one more, you know, trip around the sun type of deal.
That we thought Edge's was already coming to an end, and somehow it's still going.
Can we talk real quick about the, like,
on this day?
I don't understand Jeff Hardy, man. Like, he's why? Extremely gifted. But some of the songs he sings, you just sit there.
The songs he's been doing on reels and everything.
I love Jeff Hardy, man. I think he's extremely talented in every aspect of the word. But not fitting with that one, man. I can't get, like, who hurt you?
The drugs hurt him.
You know, his life has been a real car crash since he left WWE the first time.
Oh, no, he didn't leave. He got fired.
Well, you know, in a real car crash. He's like, overall, the place, Jeff.
Okay.
You know, I'm waiting for Jeff to come back. I'm waiting for Jeff to come back to Top Fuel Saloon. Next time, I will go to meet him. Yeah. I will.
Shout out to Freak.
Yeah.
He's a dick.
Anyway,
someone's very cynical tonight.
He's a drunk.
Wow, we're different. Anyways.
Yeah, wow, we're so different.
Yeah, huh.
I'll tell you right now, last time was the first night I had a couple of drinks, a couple of libations since Montana.
Libations? Not at the libation station.
Dude, that video kind of popped. How the hell did my dinosaur video get more likes so far than the wrestling one? That's funny.
Your dinosaur video?
Yeah, Rar and Dinosaur means I love you.
Oh, God, that.
Oh, man.
All right, so I don't think I posted that on the TLC page. I'm going to have to later.
Yeah.
Just everyone know that Rar and Dinosaur means I love you. And Pony had to make sure that the people in Montana knew.
Montana! You were in Montana!
You scared everybody with your silly shoes and your pink get-up.
No, I was in cowboy boots. They should represent, they recognize the cowboy boots.
You wore my shark flippers everywhere.
Zero has that photo.
I'll upload that later.
Yeah, that's a...
Pony made sure that the people in Montana will never forget him.
No. Screaming, I love Chicago in the middle of a bar.
I do. I did. And I do.
Yeah, you did.
Back to WWE. Supposedly, Cody is not going to have a long title reign because...
I don't think he is.
He has supposedly signed a new movie deal, which I can't find out what it is. It popped up real briefly. And then I guess WWE likes Cody to be the chaser of the title. Not, you know what I mean? How do we feel about this? What are we thinking?
The chaser of the title. It sounds to me like bend over and take it, bitch.
Who are they going to put it on? Who is relevant enough?
You could put it on at night. You could put it on night.
To take it off of Cody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could put it on night.
McIntyre, maybe.
No.
McIntyre. With the draft coming up.
McIntyre still hasn't re-signed. He's still got his skivvies in a wad under that dress of his.
Hey, don't shoot up my kilt, you perv.
I'm sorry, but McIntyre was wrong. Good.
Dude, I'm sorry.
What up, Jamie?
Hey, it's
Jamie. Welcome back, buddy.
AJ Styles.
So, I will say I do like Drew McIntyre's little, when he's sitting in the middle ring a couple weeks ago, he goes, say what if you like to French kiss your cousin?
Actually, no, that was last night.
Oh, was it? Okay. But see, if you remember correctly, Undertaker did it back in like the early 2000s. Say what if you kiss your mom?
No, say what if you sleep with your sister?
Oh, okay, thank you. You know what I'm talking about.
See, but that wasn't the only thing that McIntyre took from like a former promo of someone. And I said it last night, and I can't remember it now. I'd have to go back and rewatch his promo. But he, yeah, there's been a lot of callbacks to older promos.
And that's, and I'm okay with that. Speaking of callbacks, the whole Undertaker thing was a legit last minute audible.
Speaking about callbacks, I'd like to talk to my ex-wife real quick. Sherry, if you're listening, I need you to call me back. It's very important.
Why is your ex-wife's same name as your mom?
Mother.
Couldn't think of a better one at the time.
At least he didn't use Dawn. That would have been funnier.
There's no blood there.
Burger.
Hey, I like the thickness, Sheamus. I like the Sheamus.
I love thick Sheamus.
Dude, listen. It's a shame to claim that he lost his weight, but you know.
Well, at least he's gone back to his original intro, everything like that. Yep. And honestly, Sheamus doesn't have a lot of time left.
Can I be honest? I'm not a fan of his trunks.
Why?
Because they're the first trunks made by Venom, and if you know Venom, they do a lot with UFC style trunks. They made those for him, and I don't.
Well, they're gonna do it either way, so I don't know why you're making a stink of this.
I'm not making a stink of it. I'm just saying I don't like them. It looked like his shillelagh and his rocks were a little smuggled. It just looked like he smuggled hornswoggle in that bitch.
He's gotten thick.
Thick. He got a little thick. Thicker. A little thickening.
Like the wide of the butt,
like the milkshakes at McDonald's when it was
looking like a double wide surprise.
Yeah,
looks like this bunny's hopping down the old rabbit trail.
If she ain't 280, she ain't a lady.
Oh, tonight, Jax.
Oh, jeez.
I'll do more. I'll make her whole feel better.
I'm stretching, but I'm also flexing at the same time.
You fuck. You know, that's like some.
I want to talk about Tiffy time.
No,
she was robbed. She wasn't even that battle royal, which she deserved to be.
She's not. Raw.
With the draft and everything, I just think they shouldn't give two shits right now. I get it. You know, she's not on Raw, but
it's another blonde-haired, big boob woman. There's a box of them.
She's such a good wrestler. She's great on the mic. Did you see her Clueless outfit? That was such a good callback.
Who's ready for Uncle Howdy to make?
See, the best part is, hold on. The best part about these promos, all right, is that
we'll I ripped my headphones out in anger. What'd you say?
The best part about the promos is we'll catch QR code watching them at home, and it'll get sent over to like Tommy and Ponyboy, and Ponyboy will be like, "What's this?" Okay. It's like, dude, if I'm sending you a WWE link, what do you think it is?
Yeah, no, I was like, oh yeah, I know what this is, and like, yeah, oh look, we have Uncle Howdy. I should go grab a. Dusty Rhodes. Howdy.
Howdy there.
Howdy, Uncle Howdy.
Revel in it, child.
However, now as I said though.
But is he going to be Howdy?
Is he actually
going to be Uncle Howdy?
That's why I don't know because the thing about it is that, you know, after replaying the video over and over a few times, and I even posted on the TLC podcast, the note says remember who you are.
Okay, here,
what if he's just Bo thick like Jiffy? Anyways, what if he's like Bo, like just regular ass Bo but spooky?
Okay, here's my thing.
Let's go to our Bray Wyatt expert, Mr. Ponyboy, on this one.
That's the new song for that.
You know, I just, I don't know. It is a very hard thing because you have a guy like Bray Wyatt who did so much in a short amount of time, and there's no mind like him. Kind of like there's no mind like Undertaker's, no mind like Mick Foley. But if they do it right, I'm sure they can bring something back. I don't know if it's going to be the same. I think Bo is going to do great. Because if you look at Bo and Bray, if you go again, we're going to go back to referencing the documentary. He said him and Bray had started talking about monster characters they could do with each other to be a tag team. And then if you bring in Braun Strowman,
who is cleared, Eric, and you're saying Eric Rowan,
who are extremely close to the whole Wyatt thing, and then you get Bliss in there, I think it'll work. Do I think
I'm still calling it? Bliss is coming back with him.
What happened?
What happened there, huh?
I don't think Bliss is coming back to him. I can actually see Bliss being released.
I think you need to stop.
I think Bliss being a new mother and everything might like just might be the send off. Goodbye, bye. Okay.
So you're gonna send off every diva who becomes a mother? You
hit no, but I think it's just like a subtle. Like,
well, hold on.
Keep her on the paper roll if she's gone.
To be fair, first off, Tommy, we're in a different time frame, maternity leave, everything like that. Second off, though, WWE, if we were still under the Vince McMahon era, yes, I could agree with you. Because you look at every female athlete under the Vince McMahon reign, once they became pregnant, if they were not back after delivering the child after a certain amount of time, they got released.
Yes.
Well, see, my argument is, and it's not that I have a problem with like pregnancy leave and all that kind of stuff. It's well-deserved. I don't have a problem with wrestlers who have had kids coming back. You got Molly Holly, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
I think she had like 3 kids. What I'm saying is she's taken a longer break than Becky Lynch did. You know, I think that she would be okay with it kind of thing. You know, like they present it to her and she'd be like, yeah, no, it makes sense. I'm going to be a mother for a little longer. Like,
well, the thing about it is too, we don't know.
Don't know anything about her.
You don't know any of the details. You don't know if there were complications. You don't know any of that.
And here's my thing. I disagree with both you, Tommy. One, because you're a jackass.
Isn't she already in the performance center?
Thank you. She posted she was going back to work. Listen. They're Bo and Braun and Eric would rock the WWE. But oh, yeah, they would.
They would
rock it like a hurricane.
What would they do? Who would be the fifth one, though? We got Eric. We got Bo. We got Alexa. Braun. We got Braun.
Liv Morgan.
No.
I don't know if they put another female in the faction, but it would be different unlike the AOP faction with Karrion
Kross. This is what I would do, because if I'm correct, he's still under contract, but he was hurt.
Who?
Dexter Lumis.
Yeah.
You know, all right, if he...
got him!
Wasn't Lumis originally supposed to be like Mercy the Buzzard?
Yeah.
In a representation. So yes. Honestly, if they do not release Lumis, then yes, there's your fifth member, Dexter Lumis.
I think he was hurt. I'm gonna look that up real quick. Talks amongst yourselves.
Yeah, if they don't, I'm sorry, but Lumis hasn't been around in almost a year.
I think a little longer, actually.
The last major thing I remember him doing was stalking the Miz.
Who was a superhero for a bit. And then she went back to crazy. I thought that too. Just
Nikki Cross. She got released. She was released like last year.
Well, goddamn! I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
That's too damn bad.
Who else could be in the Wyatt? Let's see here.
It's just a shame. It's the Wyatt Five, and not
what if
the
they
Wyatt
just put
Five.
JD McDowell? You're just like, well,
you know, no. I'm gonna be honest with you, JD McDowell. He's on my cut list.
Yeah, no shit.
So only thing it says here for Loomis, 2012 stint in the then developmental territory of Ohio Vale Wrestling, later returning in 2013. Upon departing TNA in 2015, he returned in WWE in 2019. He was released in April 2022 and returned once more to the independent circuit before returning to WWE in August 2022. So he might be hurt.
They have nothing on him being hurt or anything like that?
They don't have anything on him in the last 2 years outside of WWE. That's kind of weird.
What if this whole Bodal thing is actually Dexter Loomis because of the creepy like stalker vibes in the one video?
You know what? I'd lose my shit.
That would be pretty good.
Because and you heard it here first from the man who keeps it golden 24/7. Dexter Loomis will be back in the Wyatt.
I don't disagree, but it's more so
Tommy just said, what if instead of this being Bo Dallas or Uncle Howdy? And you know, I can assume Bo Dallas has some hand in it. Like,
I think personally it's Bo, but wouldn't that be a twist with the Dexter with the creepy vibes? Like, you know, when he's peering through the house, throws the thing, remember who you are, like stuff like that. That would be a good, like taking that murderous, you know, Dexter type character and bringing him into WWE to make him serious. Cause before in NXT, it was just kind of goofy. Ha ha. Like he takes people hostages and all that kind of stuff, you know? So how would you translate that to be more serious in the WWE? It's just a thought. I think it's Bo personally.
And it would definitely be a misdirection. And honestly,
but it would be a cool swerve.
If you go and look at the promos and everything like that, you could tie him to Dexter Loomis. Like, for example, there were hidden messages in one of the more recent ones that said, you didn't want us.
Mm-hmm. Again, now, and it could be like
him joining the Wyatt Six. It could be him joining it. Like,
now, no, for all we know, all of these promos, we're all trying to tie it to one person. Each promo could be an individual member at this point.
That's a good point right there. We just don't know. It's like, I think even more mysterious than the Uncle Howdy thing in general. And I think, I don't know. I don't think we're seeing Uncle Howdy. I think we're seeing a completely new beast. Maybe something to do with the Wyatts. Like, would they call him Bo Wyatt or would they call him the Rotunda family? Cult of Rotunda was thrown around by Bray at one point.
Can I throw another name out there just for shits and giggles?
Why not?
This man was released last year because he said he would never work with Vince McMahon again.
Oh, God.
Eric Young.
Yeah. That would be now, a twist.
He was with Sanity. And, you know, it could be a conglomerate. I'm just saying. I'm spouting off people that have that ability.
That fit that.
Yeah.
Character.
Now, again, I like to think that in the background, behind closed doors, and I love how they're keeping it so locked and keyed. I think Bo's having a lot of say in it. I think Eric Rowan and Braun Strowman are having a lot of say in. And I think there's one big one that not a lot of people are going to say. I think The Undertaker is helping out a lot with it too.
Yes.
Just because he has been documented and quoted telling Bray, if you ever needed something to like make it creepy or spooky or whatever it may be, Undertaker would help him with it. Because let's face it, Undertaker did it before anybody else did, and he went from Dead Man Ministry, fucking American Badass, back to the Dead Man. You know, so it's that nice little homage,
yeah,
to him.
But would Undertaker come back as a character or background producer?
Background.
Yeah. Okay. I was a little confused there at first. I was like,
well, that's like with the whole WrestleMania spot. He said he didn't know.
No, they like got him an hour beforehand, didn't they?
Well, that's like he's saying, he goes, hey, we might do this. We'll let you know. And he goes, 2 days later, I'm getting on a plane to go to Philly for my Dead Man Stamp like show. Hey, this is picking up steam, man. A lot of people are talking about it. We like it. He didn't know until night one of Mania that, hey, we need you to come down now.
Well, who's the actual final boss of WrestleMania? I thought that was the whole twist behind it. It's The Undertaker.
I
you're like, in his yard at that point.
I like the fact that they had Undertaker subliminally put his stamp of approval on Cody Rhodes.
Yep.
Because Undertaker has always been called so many things, but he has always been the judge, jury, and executioner of that back locker room. He's always been the boss of the boys in the back, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you have Taker come out and give and basically say, Cody, this is yours now. This is my yard, but you're gonna run it. Which that's how I see it, and I looked at it.
Well, you have to remember the main reason, and this is the worst part, that they didn't get Stone Cold was they couldn't come to a
because I lost agreement. Because of it.
Get off the cross. We need to wood, Sally.
Would have been fucking won by God, 1 point. I would have won by one goddamn motherfucking point if Stone Cold showed up. I should have broke that like I originally wanted to.
That's not even a TLC championship at this point in the game. You wonder what it is? Tom loses championships.
Wow.
He's coming back at SummerSlam. Baby.
Oh, SummerSlam these nuts, peckerhead.
I'm going to win that, and then you're going to have to pay for shipping and handling because I will be the winner.
I think the loser would have to, like the loser out of all three of us would have to pay the shipping and handling.
I agree.
If we do what I want to do before then, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be shiny.
You'll see.
It's going to be heavy.
You'll see. No. And then we can watch Tommy get pissed off on the week after SummerSlam because he doesn't win it.
I will probably do something reckless, like go on.
All right. Here. So, how long before Roman Reigns comes back out?
He said he might be coming back. He's going to make an appearance at a Saudi show.
I'm really
so that would be, time on. If he's going to make an appearance at a Saudi show, that would either be the Friday night before King of the Ring or King of the Ring. Which, speaking of which,
real quick on that one with him showing up then too.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to go into it, I think they'll set up a feud for SummerSlam with that.
Okay. My thing is, okay, and I want to talk about this because I'm going to be honest, I could really give a shit about Backlash. I don't know who's on the card. I don't care about who's on the card.
We're wrestling fans.
No, and I say that because, you know what? This Backlash does not seem to be as highly promoted as last year's. It doesn't
but
seem...
But it's in France.
But it doesn't have it doesn't have that hype.
Do you think they're gonna do Wii chants? Like we.
Well, it doesn't have the hype.
Press on.
Like last year at Backlash or whatever, what was the main hype on that one?
Oh, Backlash was in Puerto Rico though.
But what was the big hype on it?
Puerto Rico.
Bad Bunny.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico and what else?
That was
Bad Bunny, Puerto Rico, what else?
I don't know.
Selena Vega.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar versus Cody Rhodes.
Oh, yeah.
And no one got stabbed.
Yeah, no one got stabbed.
Anyway. Sorry, Bruiser Brody.
I'm not. He's dead. Who am I apologizing to?
Anyway, but this Backlash is just lackluster, in my opinion.
Now,
going into the King of the Ring topic is what I wanted to talk about.
King of the Ring and Queen of the Ring, you socialist fuck.
I'm not worried about the Queen of the Ring for right now for one reason.
Wow.
No one has said who's going to be in it yet.
Tiffy time!
But for the King of the Ring, you have already had Xavier Woods.
Wow.
You've already had Gunther, which, okay, good. And Drew McIntyre.
Ah, I think Sheamus is going to enter it too.
Oh, yeah, that's where you get your banger on banger on banger on banger.
You're going to get Bronson Reed.
Yeah. No.
You're going to get Braun Breaker.
They always throw a champion in there, and I think they'll throw in Sammy.
They always throw
the Intercontinental in there.
You're not going to get Bronson Reed in the you might, but I don't think you will. And you know why?
Why?
He's going to be your next Intercontinental champion.
Nah, it's not going to happen that fast.
No. They're going to let Sammy get some momentum. You're going to get Gable.
I don't know. Bronson Reed.
King of the Ring.
Bronson Reed kind of killed his momentum last night.
Why? What'd he do?
Bronson Reed beat the shit out of him.
That doesn't kill momentum. That makes you get behind the underdog. He also got beat up by Chad Gable.
Sammy's on a get beat up tour.
I bet I could beat up Sammy.
You could probably beat yourself.
I do it every night.
Talking about yucking your own yum.
Anyway,
you know, that thing has just become a monster itself.
With the King of the Ring.
Wait, time out. What's become a monster?
Yucking yum.
Oh, I thought we were. Okay, never mind. Just continue.
Jesus Christ.
With the King of the Ring pay-per-view, I'm going to be honest with you. One, I feel that doing it, the King King and Queen of the Ring in Saudi Arabia is a stupid decision.
Yeah.
I'm tired of
doing pay-per-views in Saudi Arabia is a stupid decision.
Well, yes and no. Hold on, let me explain this, okay?
Money.
I feel it's a stupid decision because that would have been a better pay-per-view to be over in the UK.
Yeah, but they...
I mean, why do we want to go to Saudi? We just fired the last three Indians we had fucking working for the WWE.
He's not wrong.
They're Saudi Arabian. They get them again, buddy. They're Saudi Arabian. They're not Indian. They're not from India.
Anyway, now the only...
Gone.
We're getting canceled.
The only...
No, shut up. In the words of the Hall of Famer, Paul Heyman, you can't cancel... They can't cancel you. Only you can cancel you. And if they want to cancel me...
Thank you. My God. He's like a fucking... He's like stuck in a... He's like an elephant you watch from the goddamn...
Are you watching his screen?
Yeah, he's doing the double jerk. Look at him. He's like a little Muhammad Ali. He's probably saying all sorts of mean shit right now. I think he's done.
Yep. So this is why you got to watch the actual podcast and everything like that, because this is where you get the entertainment. Yeah, anyway, no,
this is great. He's like a bear.
Anyway,
God, I was trapped in a glass box of emotions. Wow.
Anyway, so doing it in Saudi Arabia, if they run it like, and this is the thing, if they run it like the old school King of the Ring pay per view, where the King of the Ring pay per view was nothing but the tournament, okay, that's fine. Because you limit the number of athletes you need to bring with you. Safety concerns have always been a big thing going to Saudi, so I can understand that. Now, my thing, though, with the King of the Ring, they haven't done it in, what, 2-3 years?
No, they did it last year. But
yeah, they did it last year.
They did it last year, but they gave it to Woods and Vega.
That was in 2022.
No, it wasn't. Was it?
22...
Tomas,
22 or
21. Look at the funny. I must know these words.
It was 22 or 21.
King. Wasn't 21. Wasn't 22.
Okay, you guys talk amongst yourself. I'm looking.
No. But what I'm getting at.
2021.
See? 3 years.
Xavier Woods.
Well, no, what?
3 years. Hold on. 3 years. The King of the Ring used to be a pay-per-view every year.
It was.
And really Gunther was in the final. So he might take it this year.
My thing is this, with the King of the Ring pay-per-view, the King of the Ring pay-per-view, I'm sorry, it's not,
no.
I mean, I know it's still a few months away, so cool.
I personally enjoy the King of the Ring pay-per-view, it's one of my favorite.
But you want to know what, though, here's the thing. I want it to mean what it used to mean.
Thank you.
Yeah,
like
with Owen Hart and all them.
You would win the King of the Ring. You become Intercontinental Champion. And then you would get that push.
See, but
for
I don't...
For example, Austin won it. IC Champion. Push. Triple H won it. Won
European.
The IC title. Trip.
Here's what... Shamrock won it. Nothing.
Fucking waste of space with that man. He should have been champion.
Yeah,
my opinion. My opinion, though, the King of the Ring, in my personal opinion, does not mean shit as it used to anymore. And do you know why? You have a battle royal every other pay-per-view or every other whatever. Battle royals, just like Hell in a Cell and cage matches.
Well, that's
were
why
saved.
They're stepping away from it, though. And Triple H has even said it. Like,
there have been four
The high gimmicky matches are going to not be have their own pay-per-view. Like
that's
TLC.
Fine. But
fun fact.
Who won the 1999 King of the Ring?
Oh, God, that was...
Mankind?
Nope.
No.
Triple H?
Nope.
Austin?
Nope, you're not going to guess it.
No.
Give us a hint.
He wasn't a big wrestler.
He's the one.
Oh, Billy Gunn.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'm an ass man.
Yeah.
Hey, can we try this one time over? Oh, just I got this. Lizard me, daddy.
Anyway, but I just want to go on a little bit of a tangent and a rant. I feel like the King of the Ring pay-per-view is going to be a complete waste of time.
So we're getting on that hour mark. I got to go eat some dinner, but yep. We got a big question I was thinking this whole time.
Okay.
Where do you think this Renaissance era is going to go in WWE? The Paul Levesque era, the Renaissance era, the Us era is also what I've heard too.
I think you're going to get it back to like when Raw first, when SmackDown first came around. You're going to have it to where you have this all this great talent, and you're going to be able to move them. You're going to be able to give the fans what they want. You have it to where now you expect Raw to be that nitty-gritty in your face from when Raw is war. Because if you remember that when the original Monday Night Raw was, like the first hour and a half out of the 3-hour program was like your PG shit. Mm. And then you would get like that break, the intro into it, and then welcome to the war zone, and you'd have different commentators because it was raunchier because it was like that late Adult Swim hour.
Mm.
With Raw going to Netflix, I think we're going to get that. I think we're going to get to what wrestling was. And again, we were wrestling fans before. Being a wrestling fan was cool. It is cool again. And everybody's jumping on that bandwagon. So you're going to see it. You're going to see the more gritty stuff. You're going to see Kevin Owens doing what Kevin Owens does. You're going to be able to see, like, The Rock come out and do his promos. You're going to get the undisputably undeniable bad guy and good guy now. You're gonna get the, like, you know, the new age outlaw style shit. You're gonna get it, and then you have SmackDown that's gonna stay on public television.
Now it's going to Netflix.
Yeah, is Netflix. It going to Netflix?
Everything's going to Netflix.
Okay.
The whole shabazz.
You're gonna have it to where
maybe it's going to be more Ruthless Aggression.
It might be. I don't want to see Ruthless. I want to see like the attitude.
I don't.
They're going to do it because they have to compete with AEW and the cheesiness of AEW.
Tommy, I got something for you to look up really quick.
Did something happen? No. What were they talking about? His comment about his career and whatever?
I don't think anything happened to Michael Cole recently. He was having fun the other night. He's having fun with McAfee again.
Jesus Christ. He's like having reacts to viral imaging resurfaced ahead of Raw.
Real quick, Eddie. I want to see what it was.
Yeah, it was Jamie.
Jamie, I think what you're talking about is like he made a post about in the 23 years he's been high on his career or whatever. That caught my attention, and I looked into it. He reposted a picture that the Godfather posted. It was Snoop Dogg, the Godfather, and Michael Cole in a big cloud of haze. So Michael Cole is high as hell. He was higher than a draft's anus.
That was it.
Was that it?
I looked it up.
That freaked me out.
Did anyone see my luchador tattoo? I've never shown that.
Dude, no. You're frozen.
You're frozen again, Tommy.
Am I? I can see that you guys. Like I'm looking straight, like I'm moving like just fine.
First time tonight, you're frozen.
Huh, that's a good record. I don't see it frozen on my end, though.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but I'm moving around just fine.
It might just be I don't know. But I think, oh, God, sorry.
I'm not going to
It's getting past my bedtime. Anyway, yeah. I think with the whole Triple H Renaissance era, I think it's going to be good for the company. I'm curious to see if AEW in this time frame will get their head out of their ass. I'm curious to see what New Japan does with their new management. That's a topic for a different day. And there's rumors that Vince McMahon is going to start his own company.
I've seen that too.
Like, that's a literal Vince McMahon going to take my ball and run with it. In regards to Becky Lynch winning it, I am fine with it. Pony Boy is not fine with it.
I'm great with it. I think it's a great move. We did that earlier.
You're going to get the Liv Morgan revenge tour for a little bit longer.
Tiffy time.
Tiffy's coming to Raw.
Tiffy time.
If she has another wardrobe.
You can talk Tiffy time. We're just going to stop talking because Tiffy time is a waste of sperm and egg.
Wow. Why do you hate her so much?
Jake, why do you hate Tiffy time?
Yeah, why does everyone hate Tiffy?
Jake's my boy.
What the fuck did Tiffy do?
Oh, by the way, Jake.
She opens her mouth.
Because Jake actually believed in me.
I didn't believe in you.
No, you didn't.
I still don't. I think it was rigged, to be honest with you. This election was rigged.
You look like a Trump supporter.
Ew.
Hey, listen. Listen. Ew. Man, listen. You can't knock the Trump train. That's full speed ahead, baby. Making America great again. Just like Triple H is making wrestling great again. Woo-woo!
And on that note, we are going to bring us to our final closing thoughts tonight. Tommy Guns, you want to take away the first one?
Well, I just want to say don't go out there yucking anybody's yum. Everything's been awesome and coming up on this podcast. I'm really excited to see where it goes. I hope that you have a good day, a good month, and a good year. And I'm just grateful for my co-host up here. Look, I'm using both fingers right now. Makes it a lot easier. And I would like to give the mic away to Pony Boy.
You know, it again, it's
Tiffy time.
I swear to God, I'm gonna drown you. I'm gonna drown. No, everybody's gotta understand it's right after, like a week and a half after Mania. New stories are being developed, and again, we do this not only because we love hanging out with each other and we've been friends for so long, but we love wrestling. Like, wrestling is the way for everybody to escape reality and talk like this. We see the belts, you shiny fuck. Oh, there's a puppy.
Puppers.
Yeah, try to get Thanatos in here.
He goes, fuck you. Oh, there he is. Anyways, gets distracted by puppies. Got him, like Jerry the King Lawler. Anyways. yeah. Puppies! Woo! But no, it's... I think Triple H is still trying to work the kinks out of what he's got to do. I think putting the belt on Becky was the wrong choice, whether it be an interim champion or long-term champion. And with the draft, you got to understand, they're going to release certain people to either, one, keep certain people, or start bringing people back in the fold. So, again, keep that in mind. Again, we love y'all. We got so much cool shit. I will not
acknowledge you.
I'm not. We didn't touch on the whole Bloodline storyline this week. I think that'll be something we touch on because that is a bigger thing.
I think I think next week we'll touch on it because by this Friday we should have a pretty good idea on what we can predict.
I think that, again, we wouldn't be here were you without you guys, without sharing and support and everything like that. We have merch coming. We have a bunch of new shit coming from this podcast that y'all are going to enjoy. So just stay tuned with us.
I'm working on it.
And please keep y'all fingers crossed that WrestleMania is in Minnesota next year, not Vegas, because that is expensive, Daddy. And it's hard times. Zero, take it away.
Quick shout out to my merch guy. I've been in talks with him about getting merch and t-shirts done. Andy's a great guy. He actually has done a lot of work with my band PCB and everything like that. Other than that, I'm just going to follow with what Pony said. If WrestleMania is in Vegas next year, I refuse to go.
It's so cheap for me to go to Vegas. Go.
So cheap.
I can go to Vegas for $200 on a Legion Air flight.
But other than that, everyone, I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of Midweek Meltdown. Again, I'm the Zero with my co-host Pony Boy and Tommy Guns. We will all see you next week. And remember, don't yuck anyone's yum. Tommy, acknowledge me. Don't yuck my yum.
Look, I'm giving you a one.
Hey, guys. And real quick, real quick before we stop. Until we yeet again.
I fucking hate you.